Welcome to the Access Show. I'm Clint Covington. I have with me here today DJ Cole from the dev team. DJ, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Clint.
How long have you been on the team, and what makes you really excited about working on Access?
I've been on the team about 6.5 years, and what I really like about Access is I like how important it is for millions of customers in their day-to-day work for doing business. And in terms of performance, you mentioned that I've been working on that. I really like efficiency, and I realize that even a couple of seconds that we can shave here and there has a huge impact due to the number of customers. And so I really want to make their applications work quickly.
So Access 2007, we did a bunch of work to connect to SharePoint and to do it in a faster, more efficient way than we did in 2003. Mm-hmm. Why don't you talk to me a little bit about kind of the architecture of how we connect to SharePoint and how, you know, from an Access internal implementation perspective.
Okay. Well, for connecting to SharePoint, we use SharePoint's web services to get the data. We send up XML and they give us back XML in response. And when we get back that XML, we have to parse it. Now, we looked at using just the XML DOM, which is with some base DLLs that come with Windows. But the problem with that is that we found that we could make it slightly more efficient by using our own custom parser. So we bring that data in and then we shred it into tables like you have. We have columns and rows. So we have to get that XML and make it so that Access can use it.
Basically XML row sets.
XML row sets, into. Right.
Okay.
And so...
And that's in memory on the client machine?
And that's in memory on the client machine. And in 2007, there were a couple things that we did. First, we made it so that this process was slightly asynchronous. So what would happen is we fetch the data from the server in batches, because if there's a really large list, it could take some time. And so we want to be able to get the user to be able to start working if they can. There are some things that we have to actually get all the data first. If we're doing some queries and reports, we need to get all that data. But if you're just opening a list in the data sheet, we can just show you the first 50 rows and let you continue working at that point.
So what's the first response?
Things will be going in the background.
Once the first response comes back, you can immediately send it to the data sheet, and then you keep doing work underneath the covers.
Yes.
Loading the cache.
Right. So we added that in 2007. That was one improvement. Another improvement is that sometimes we just need the metadata. What are the columns in this row set? And previously, in 2003, we would actually do all the parsing of that data, sometimes multiple times, even if we just needed column information. So we were able to simplify that process as well, too. If I'm just designing a query, I can do that without actually getting the data, because I don't need that until I execute the query. Yeah.
So, I mean, as I look at it from a user experience perspective, the performance is much faster when you're connecting to smaller data sets. Mm-hmm. You get near instant, you know, pretty responsive experience. Mm-hmm. But as soon as that data starts growing into anything over 4,000 or 5,000 items, mm-hmm. it starts to really slow down and become a little more sluggish.
Yes.
What are some of the performance characteristics that's making that a little slower?
Well, some of it is just the amount of data that has to come over the wire. We're downloading megabytes of data since it's expanded out into XML that we have to then parse, and that takes a while. Additionally, your working set is growing because these in-memory row sets start getting really large, and so the impact on your system for other applications that you're using besides just Access or even just Access itself, it starts to feel a bit sluggish.
So the goal when we looked at what we wanted to do in 2007, I think there's or 2010, excuse me. Mm-hmm. We realized that really we needed to be able to connect to services, and that there were things like Office Live, where it's a hosted service, it's going to be able to provide this data to people in their applications inside the client. And we came up with an ambitious goal of making the performance nearly as fast as local tables. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so I think we tried to build on the architecture that we laid out in 2007 mm-hmm. to do that. Why don't you talk to me about some of the changes from where we were in 2007 that we've introduced in 2010 to make things go fast?
Okay. Well, we started by looking at some of the work that we'd done in 2007 was actually keeping around those row sets for a longer period of time in memory such that we'd be able to... We've already done the parsing of the data, so we can just fetch the differences that have happened since the last time we fetched from the server. Now, once you were in the app and working with it, that allowed us to be faster. But that first time coming in on Monday morning, reopening my database, that took still the same amount of time as it did in 2003.
So we had ways of caching in the database, but it was still in XML, right. Parsing over that DOM and loading it in memory. You still had the large working set.
Yep.
It really wasn't as fast as local tables.
Right, so we decided the key to making things local tables is to actually store this data in local tables so that the next time that you come and use your application, your database, you come in on Monday morning, you open it up, and you'd already previously used it. The data's there. We just have to fetch the small amount of changes, which is often none, from the server, and just surface that up. So by storing the data in local tables, we eliminate all of that XML parsing and a lot of network traffic, which slowed things down.
Because the data's just stored in my client machine, in a local ACC database.
Yep.
So really, the only overhead now from what just local tables, which we all think have been pretty fast for a long time, mm-hmm. locally, is this call to the server to say, what changed?
Right.
And they have an API.
Yes, they have an API where we are able to pass a change token to them, which describes the last time that we fetched. And then the backend database goes and finds what are all of the rows that have been inserted, updated, or deleted since that time. They send it back to us, so it's a small XML packet that we have to parse. And then we apply that locally and service up your data. And we still have the same benefits of the asynchronous nature of things. So if it is a really large change that's happened on the server, we're able to do some of that processing in the background so that hopefully you're able to get back into your data sheet or form as quickly as possible.
Yeah, we have a chart here that talks about the first time open we'd like to show and talk through you. DJ, why don't you talk to me about what we're doing on the first time open and the performance numbers in comparison to from 2007 to 2010.
So this simulates a user opening a report against a large list, in this case, a 10,000 row list or a 50,000 row list from SharePoint.
It's about the same.
So this is that first time open. There's no way that we can just give you the report without having the data behind it. So we have to do all of that parsing and bring down the data locally to put it into the tables, or in the case of 2007, put it around in memory.
Okay, so now if we go to the open from cache slide, you'll notice that the blue is Access 2007.
Mm-hmm.
How did we get so far to where we're really less than a second to open?
Yeah, so this is the same scenario, except I previously used my database, and so I'm coming in Monday morning, reopening my database for these large lists. And this shows the effect of having almost all of the data, except whatever changes have happened since the last time I opened it. And so we're able to just bring up that data from our local table cache and show it to you in Access 2010.
So it's similar to Outlook cache mode, where I'm not downloading the entire table again. I'm just opening it up, asking the server for deltas, and applying that change locally.
Right.
And what are the effects on working set?
As we had said before, we kept around, in 2007, these row sets in memory. Now, these were large row sets because we had to keep the whole thing in memory as opposed to being able to leverage what's on disk. And so 2010 shows when we're using local tables, we have a small overhead compared to just your local ActDB to be able to put some of the plumbing in. But other than that, it's basically the same as your local ActDB, just working with a local table.
So it's just much more efficient. And if I'm on a memory-constrained netbook or something like that, my client Access is just going to be as
right. So not only
just as fast as it was against local tables.
Right. So not only is Access going to be faster, it's not going to feel sluggish. It's also not going to impact the rest of your applications that are running if you're switching between, say, Outlook and Access to do your work.
Yeah. Okay. So DJ, I also remember we had a customer that come into the office. The customer was using Office Live to connect up to do some project planning resource type of databases. We noticed something interesting happening with our customer database. Talk to me about some of the other improvements we had around Smart Refresh that made it better.
So the customer came in from using 2007, and he had a complex form that had 9 different lists that surfaced up between lookups and doing joins underneath the scenes. And what we noticed was in 2007, this took over a minute to load. Now, he came in, used cache mode, and we're like, all right, we're expecting really great things. Now, the performance did increase to only 20 seconds to do this, but this was still a lot slower than anticipated.
It's not nearly as fast as what our goal of
right.
fast,
like, this
nearly
is not
as fast as local
tables. This is not a local table scenario.
Yeah.
And so what we did was we then were able to take that database and run some performance tests locally in our labs and see what's actually going on. And so what we found was that a single action of opening a form may result in calling the server multiple times to find the changes that have happened since the last time it was opened, even though we only needed to do that once. And so we were able to reduce the number of web service calls that we're making for this particular database from over 50 to 9, basically those 9 base tables that the customer had. And so then performance went to 4 seconds to do that open, as opposed to over a minute in 2007.
Yeah, they were much happier with the solution.
Yes.
Yeah. So we also did some work around bulk queries and being able to send batches of updates to the server. How does it work under the covers there?
Yeah, so as we talked about, the network is one of those key things that plays into our performance. Now, in 2007, we hadn't done any specific work around bulk queries, and so each update, even though you were updating 100 rows, each update went up individually. So that had to pay the network latency cost, it had to pay the server processing of the update, and then the server actually had to do the update. Now, in previous testing, we found that sending out batches of data, which is what we do on export or on publish now, is just a lot faster. And so we were able to batch up those updates into chunks of 25 to 50, depending on what we were doing. And that improved performance significantly by 25 times, basically. So something that would have taken 30 seconds to run this bulk query now takes a second and a half.
Good. All right, so I heard you had some demos to actually show people what performance improvements look like.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's go take a look.
On my laptop, I'm running Access 2007 and Access 2010 side by side. Both have a similar database opened, which contains a link to a 50,000 row SharePoint list, which tracks order information. I previously had been working with both databases in order to create the links and create the forms. However, I shut down both databases last night, brought my laptop home, and now brought it back into the office, and now I need to go look for some order information. In Access 2007, I come and open the orders form. You'll notice that it's taking a few seconds just to get that first batch of data before I can see anything. Okay, I'm at the first record. However, I need to get some information from the last order that was placed, which is unfortunately the last record. So I'm going to do a move last. Now we're continuing to fetch data from the server, and you'll notice that this is taking quite a bit of time. Now I go to Access 2010 and open the same form. This is nearly instantaneous to give me that first row of data. And when I click Move Last, look it, we're already at 50,000 records, because all we needed to do was fetch a diff from the server. Now let's look at a local table. I copied in all of the data from that SharePoint list into Orders Local. I open a form based on that table and open it, and move last. Now you can see that the performance against that SharePoint list once it was cached is very similar to the local table. The difference is just the time taken to fetch that initial set of changes from the server for the list. Access 2007, however, is still fetching and processing the data. So, Access 2010 provides you a much faster way to interact with your SharePoint data.